Welcome back in Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner here on a Saturday morning. We join you from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant every Saturday, and Chris Lynch joins us by phone this morning to talk about the Eagleville Lady Eagles. And Coach, it was a good end to the week, I guess. It was not a very good week leading up to in terms of wins and losses, but you do get the win last night, which I'm sure was good for your squad. 69-48 over Fayetteville City?
Yeah.
All right. Losses earlier in the week by one to MTCS and on Thursday to Central Magnet. So a good rebound game for you, I guess, last night.
Yeah, it was. We had lost three in a row and needed a good win. So that always is good for the spirits of the team anyway.
Yeah, going into that game, you hadn't lost many. Now 9-8 and 5-3 on the year in the district. I guess what hurts is losing those. Two of those three were actually in the district, which we talked about this last time. There's a logjam now behind Moore County, it looks like.
Yeah, I think there's four teams with three losses now, so it's a big logjam there.
And Cascade's got four losses, so everybody seems to be. Between Huntland and your squad and MTCS, Forest and Cascade, and of course Moore County, they're 6-0, but everybody's right there in it. It seems.
Yeah, that's Moore County's pretty much, unless something just really falls apart, you would think they would have the first place spot, and then everybody else is fighting for two on there.
Does that? I know sometimes when you talk about parity, it makes it really hard because if you get on one of those, lose by one, lose by two, lose by three, whatever, and it kind of snowballs on you sometimes, you got to be able to right that ship. And having that win over Fayetteville City was big for your squad just to get back on the winning side of things, I would think.
Yeah, it seems like we've gone in cycles this year. We started the season 0-4 and then won 8 of 9 and then lost 3 in a row. So hopefully we're getting back on track here.
You wouldn't mind another 9 in a row or 10 or so or maybe more?
Yes, that would be very nice. That would be very hard to come by there.
Yeah, especially this time of the year. This is really now that you're going back through the district schedule again, this is when it really gets tough, isn't it?
Yeah, most times in the first round through, you kind of just, go out and play, and then people start game planning a lot more, and then, of course, the tournament starts, and you're going to have to play somebody the third time. So, especially with the parity, it's a rough road ahead.
Now, how is the district tournament set up? Does anybody get a bye, or does everybody play?
Everybody plays. We have 1-8, and then it goes like that. So, try not to finish in that 4-5 game so you can stay away from Moore County. They've been – seems to be untouchable. I don't think they had any losses. I mean, nobody lost to them by less than 10, so they're pretty tough. So, 2 through 8 just looks like it's going to be a pretty good district tournament there.
Well, I tell you, you have the 1-8 game, the 2-7, the 3-6, and 4-5 games. Those are often very good in tournament play, and with everybody being so competitive, who knows what could happen? We're not even there yet. I guess we kind of jumped the gun just a little bit on that, but I guess midway through the district schedule, obviously you wanted to be 5-6-7-8-8-0 or 6-0 or 7-0. But where do you think the Lady Eagles are right now?
We figured it up after the first round, after everybody had played each other once. That the loss to the Christian school put us in fifth with all the tiebreakers. So, hopefully we can go back and get a couple of the wins that we lost to in the first round and, try to stay out of that 4-5 matchup. That's kind of the plan right now. So we just have to take them one game at a time. And, got a tough task ahead of us on Tuesday at Forest. They beat us by 5 earlier in the year at home. So that's what – and then we got Cascade on Friday night. So we've got a rough week ahead of us.
Well, beat Cascade earlier in the year 53-38 and – community in Fayetteville City. So beat Huntland to start the year. We got to come out and do those games starting January the 3rd, and MTCS lost at Huntland last night. So, I mean, that right there is a testament to what the district is all about this year. You have to just take them one at a time, I would assume.
Yeah, if you start looking ahead too far, you can always kind of predict and project what's going to happen, but you never know what's going to happen or who you're going to be playing, really. So
yeah.
You just take it one night at a time and, try to give your best shot and see what happens.
Chris Lynch joining us, talking about Eagleville girls basketball, and they're 9-8 on the year, 5-3 in District 9A play. Coach, who's playing well for you right now?
Well, we have, it's been a couple of different girls. Julie Adamovich, our guard, she's been pretty consistent throughout the year, and she's had some really good games. Hannah Mays has had some really good games this year. She had a good game last night. And then, on any given night, Kelsey Barnes has had some big games and had a freshman come off the bench, Nicole Duke. She's played really well. And then I've had some sophomore, Ashley Tidwell. She's been pretty consistent. She usually gives me about 7.7 rebounds a game, and she's settled in pretty consistent for us. Have a senior that's been starting, Becca Browning. She usually gives us about 4-4. She's really long and athletic and helps us a lot on defense and rebounding. So, and then last night we have a sophomore, Michelle Johnson. She came in and provided a really good spark for us. So we've got different girls that are kind of contributing each night. Lindsay McCree comes in, and she really had a good game at Moore County. She had a really good first quarter. So when we can get everybody playing pretty good on the same night, we look pretty good. And then, sometimes people are struggling and might have somebody come in and play that we're really not used to, may not have been doing that on a consistent basis, but, doing it here and there. So we've been playing about 9 girls, so we're a lot deeper than we used to be, and that's been pretty beneficial to us. So
I was going to ask you about that, because you rattled off a lot of young ladies who are contributing and giving you some good minutes, and that depth has to help you here. And and anybody that's got depth in single A is doing pretty well.
Yeah, we go on that stretch we went into, and when you get out and get a lead and then start getting people some playing time, and then when they come in a meaningful game, and that experience really helps. So hopefully that'll help us down the road, and been trying to get, several girls some playing time, and then of course always seem to run into some foul trouble, and then you got somebody coming off the bench that's had quite a bit of playing time. So that's been something that we haven't had in the past 3 or 4 years. We've had a small roster, and you play a lot different defense, of course, when if you get in foul trouble, you're in bad trouble. So this year, if one gets in foul trouble, we feel like we've got somebody that can step in and do a decent job. So that's been a lot different from the years past for us.
Chris Lynch is our guest, and we are talking about Eagleville girls basketball. Coach, you've got another big week. Obviously, I guess they're all big at this time of the year, but Tuesday, Friday, you go to Forest on Tuesday, and on Friday night, you play Cascade. Moore County is down toward the end of the schedule here, so this would be a nice chance here to make that run, beat some of the teams that maybe are below you or right there with you, and put yourself in good position.
Yeah, like I said, Forest gave us a loss by 5 early on, so if we could beat them, and at least, when it comes down to seeding time, they wouldn't have the tiebreak over you necessarily, depending on who they beat or lose to. And, then the Cascade game, if we could get 2 on them, because I expect them to make a big run because they're a pretty good team. And then we turn around the next week and play 3 games, all of them on the road. That's going to be a rough week for us. So, then we come in there with Moore County and the Christian School to end things up. So that's going to be a rough stretch.
Who makes this schedule now? 3 games in 1 week, all on the road?
Sometimes when you get down to, filling up your schedule, and we try to stay away from Saturday games, it just happens sometimes. And sometimes when you do your district schedule, coaches will, you know, ask us if we could switch a home or away. They may have a big event coming up, or you just never know. And then when you sit down and look at the schedule, it don't look too bad until you get ready to play that week, and you're like, what were we thinking?
Just three blame Joey.
One of them's at Huntland, so
yeah.
That's gonna be a rough week. A lot of travel.
Like I said, just blame Joey. It's always Joey's fault. But
yeah, that was Joe. I blame Joey. We're gonna do that. That'd be fine.
You do have a lot of things going on at Eagle on a Saturday. I mean, a Saturday is a long day. To play on a Saturday night would just keep you there, because you got all that junior pro and stuff that's going on out there during basketball season. So it would be kind of difficult to play on the weekends.
Yeah, we got to where we noticed our gates were low, and people have a lot of things to do on Saturday, so we try to be considerate of everybody. And sometimes you have to play them. And, of course, if you don't play Saturdays, you have to play Monday or Thursday or, you know, something like that. So it always kind of works out. But would rather not have three in a row on the road. But sometimes that's just the way it goes.
Well, praying for no snow, because snow often does wreak havoc on schedules as well. So hopefully we'll have a pretty good stretch here of weather, and we kind of dodged a bullet yesterday with snow, and I think all the games were played, so maybe that's all Mother Nature has in store for us.
Well, I think we have eight teams in our district, and six of them got to play last night. Forest and Moore County didn't get to play, so that's going to back them up just a little bit. And so, you know, to get the games in when we do have a little inclement weather is that's nice to do, because like today it was bad early, but by the time afternoon rolled around we felt it was safe for everybody, and so we got that game in, so that was pretty good for us.
Well, I guess some schools and school districts have the rule, if you don't go to school you don't play that night no matter what.
Yeah, I know that's the case in Marshall County, because we got snowed out a year or two ago, and I thought by noon everything looked great, but their athletic director said, sorry, we can't play it because it's a county policy. And when you start messing with those county policies, it's pretty much set in stone. So
yeah,
you just have to, you know, find a night, and it's usually a Saturday or a Monday or a Thursday, and usually have a, you know, back-to-back district game. And those are never fun. You don't have much time to prepare for them, and, you know, your kids get tired. So it's kind of a strain on everybody.
Well, let's hope for no strains on anybody, and hope for some wins here for the Lady Eagles. Coach, appreciate you joining us today.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Chris Lynch joining us here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. We'll take a break, come back, and continue with all the coaches' conversation in just a moment.